Welcome to Quick Trip.
What if you need to buy someone's lunch because you ate theirs by mistake?
We have 99-cent hot dogs.
And what if they're really mad?
We have donuts with a hole for only 99 cents.
And what if you accidentally microwaved their smartphone while they were holding it?
How did you...
Yeah, I know.
49-cent soft serve cones. As many as you can carry.
Okay.
New quick deals at Quick Trip. Get your fix for less. QT, more than a gas station.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon. Depends on what part of the world you're in. But we're having a beautiful sunny day here in downtown St. Thomas, or actually Charlotte Amalie is the city, on the island of St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Wonderful day we're having. But we also have a wonderful show in store for you today. We have with us as our guest, Ms. Kim Robinson, an author, among other things. Wow, she had a lot going on. Kim, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Oh, those steel drums. Why aren't I over there with you?
Well, that's a good question. It could go both ways. Why aren't you over here with me?
Yes. Laying
well,
on the
right
beach.
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's more to life than laying on the beach, but that's a good start. That's a good start.
Well, it's something to strive for.
Exactly. And if somebody wants something badly enough, they'll find a way to get it done.
That's right.
You've gotten so many books done. Wow, I can't get over that. Wow. Well, before we go any further, why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourself to our audience. Please tell them a little bit about who is Kim, what you've been up to.
Hi, audience. How are you doing? My name is Kim Robinson. I am an author. I'm also a mother of three, a wife, a seamstress, a tailor, a sewing instructor, and an avid cook.
Can you see what I mean? An author, among other things. Wow. So let's get right into it. This is in the author's corner with a chance. So we will talk about being an author, what's it like to be an author, what it's like to be a disciplined writer, because there's a lot of discipline involved. But tell us about the first book you came up with. You're a lady of the not so much of the street, but of the genre, Superfly, Cleopatra Jones, those kind of things. Those movies in the 70s, right?
The first book is called The Ruined Gumbo, and it spans the 1800s through to 1997. It spans over 200 years of my family's history. The book is in Louisiana, and where my family got its roots, and we... tell it all straight out the horse's mouth, as my grandmother and other family members told it to me. And then I went over to Louisiana, and it seemed like I was related to everybody there because my grandfather and his brothers populated the whole parish. So.
Well, like I said, you never know where your daddy's been.
That's right.
That's
exactly right. And
that book's
always going to be close to my heart because it is about my family. And it took me a while to do it. I started writing in 93. I was bedridden with my pregnancy for my second son. And my grandmother came to Texas from California to help me out. And we were sitting there, and the Oprah show came on, and which she was an avid watcher after her soap operas went off. And Oprah was talking about her book that was coming out. So my grandmother said, I had more stuff happen to me than she did. Somebody should write my story. So the light bulb came on. And my husband set up the computer next to me, and we would spend our days with her telling me stories. And I would take down all these notes. And then I went and took a few writing classes. And she would come, after I had my son, she would come back and visit me like every 3 months. But I got her a tape recorder, and she would fill it up. And then other family members started doing the same.
Man, oh, man.
She got sick in 97, and I printed everything I had out, and I took it with me to California, and I sat by her bedside while she was in a coma, and I would read to her. What a whole family gathered around, and they were like, when they found out what it was, and they would add their stories, and my grandmother never came out of her coma, but she said my name. And the next day she died. So all my family encouraged me to get that book out. Yeah. And I'm proud to say it won quite a few awards and gotten a lot of recognition. I opened the Texas Fair Park African American Museum with that book. And it's still my bestseller.
That must be God's work there. That must be God's work.
Oh, yeah. Everything. He's got a hand in everything. It took me a long time to realize that, but he's got a hand in everything.
Yeah. Now I got to back up a little bit. I understand Stumble. I understand that. But I don't understand Root. What is the Root?
The recipe is actually inside my book. And it's a 200-year-old recipe. The roux is the base of your soup. It's you take you take butter, flour, and a little oil, and you over a medium heat, you keep stirring, and that flour is gonna turn into like a paste. And it's going to start to brown, and you have to continuously stir so it doesn't scorch. Nothing's worse than a scorched roux. And then when it gets to the right consistency, which for me is kind of a caramely color, because I don't like my roux too dark. It's a caramely color, and you add water to it, and you pour it into the soup that you've boiled with the chicken, shrimp, onion, celery, sausage, three different kinds, crab. It's wonderful. It's like heaven. It's my little. I make it three times a year, and all my friends come over and buy their bag of gumbo. I put it in Ziploc bags, and they know I'm making it. They all call when I'm going to pick up my gumbo, and they come and pick up their bag of gumbo.
Well, you know what?
But
make room for one more, because I'll come knocking on your door when you're doing your gumbo.
Okay, I can do that. This recipe is over 200 years old. When my grandmother worked for the studios, there was a famous actress. Better yet, what? Or better yet, what? You're going to send for me so I can come down there and make it for you?
you can deliver the gumbo to the Virgin Islands. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
That works. But my grandmother, she worked at the movie studios in California as a maid and housekeeper when they had different actors come in. And she would be, taking care of them. And there was a really famous actress, and she was sick, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. My grandmother told her, ain't nothing that a good plate of food and a prayer won't fix. And she made her gumbo. Within three days, that woman was up and around and feeling great. So they started commissioning my grandmother to make her gumbo and bring it to the studio.
Wow.
So it's definitely, yeah, and she had a restaurant called Mom's Soul Food in California, and people would come from all over for her restaurant, and that's how, where I learned how to cook. Between her and my mom. Yeah, it's what gives it its flavor. And my grandmother gave me my flavor. So, you know, I was making gumbo, and it just came to me one day, you know.
Yeah.
This
is
the title. Yeah.
So you have basically two careers or more, the gumbo and your book writing. That's other things you're doing.
You might come down to
Virgin Islands and open a restaurant there too. Who knows?
Oh, that would be fun. That would be great. I could
like
make my gumbo in the morning and spend the rest of the day laying on the beach writing my book.
Fantastic.
That's my goal. That's that when it comes time to retire, that's what I want me and my husband to do. I just want to lay on the beach and write books.
Wow, that'd be good. Well, get your shade, get your little hammock, get you some cool drinks, and lay there, write your books.
That's all I need, and a nice coconut filled with rum.
Oh yeah, that'll work. All right, let's move on to the book because we could talk all day about the Virgin Islands. Let's get back to
the world of writing.
Yeah.
It's
so
a beautiful
book
place. I love it.
Thank you. I do too. And that's my home. Thank you. So the Civil Right to Love, is that your current book or is that?
That is my newest book, yes. And what's so great about it is, it's the first book that I've written that has nothing to do with my family. Okay, all my other books are like sequels, you know, to the different generations.
Uh-huh.
And this book is actually the first book that everything is made up. It's kind of like these characters come to me. And I just listen to them and write, you know. They show me what's, I really think, you know, I know I'm certified, but I really think that it's spirits telling me what happened in their lives because the way that it comes in my dreams, and it's so vivid and so clear. And then after that, I start writing, and it's like I got these voices in my head that just keep me going. It works for me.
Well, that's good.
Bernadine is the main character. And without spoiling it, in 1940s, we dealt with a lot of civil rights issues. And she was the mother of three, and on her husband's last visit home, she conceived. So she was pregnant when the government came and knocked on her door and let her know that her husband had given his life for our country in the German War.
Wow.
So she's stuck not knowing what to do because she got married right out of high school. And she gets a job doing the only thing she knows how to do, cleaning house and taking care of kids. And she works for a lawyer who has a three-story house in Wilshire. She has to get on the back of the trolley every morning and take a ride down there. And she really just, you know, she's got to take care of, she's got a family to take care of, and that's what she does, even though she can't spend very much time with them because she's got to be on the trolley by 5 o'clock to get to her job on time, and then by the time she gets home, it's dark. But she has a really good friend who lives two doors down that helps her with her children, and her name is Teresa. Teresa has a boyfriend, and
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, hold it right there.
Yeah.
Don't go any further.
Okay.
Leave the suspense there. Now listen.
Okay.
You talk about the other books that were part of the family. Now, your first book was The Room and Gumbo. Then you had the second book, The Street Life to Housewife.
The Housewife, yeah. It's actually loosely based on my life. Growing up in Compton and the adventures that I had in my life. I grew up with a lot of people. My family, during slavery, you know, like during the Reconstruction era, a lot of people decided to walk away from those plantations and figure out alternative ways to live. And my family was one of those families. Rather than stay on the plantation and get indentured through the company store, they found ways of making money themselves. Okay, like my great-grandmother, she made bathtub gin, ran a good time house, and had a speakeasy, and was famous for her straight razor. She also worked for the town judge, so whoever she cut up, she never had to stay in jail because she cooked for him, and he was not going to miss a meal.
Oh, my goodness. That's a story
right
there.
So I grew up with it. Yeah. Well, that's The Ruin of Gumbo. And in Street Life to Housewife, it tells how I found alternative ways to make money.
All right.
And it was dealing with street life, and I was very much into that. And the housewife part, I still haven't, well, I've gotten to one husband, but haven't gotten to the husband that I've been with for 26 years. So there's going to be a Street Life to Housewife part 2 and 3.
Oh my goodness.
Part two is being typeset right now, and we're working on the cover. And part 3 has about 100 pages. I write and I don't stop till I get to 600 pages.
Oh, I see. Okay. Then right after
that, I don't believe in little skinny books. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Give people their money's worth. Yeah. Then you have another book called The Kings of Credit. Kings of Credit sounds like Business World.
So, I am so proud of that book. That book is my uncle's book that I helped him with. I assisted him in getting that book out. And it's his story. My uncle was involved in a credit laundering scheme, you know, where they had people that worked at the bureaus and they would take off all the bad stuff and put on a bunch of good stuff. So from coast to coast, people were getting their credit laundered and going and buying mansions and Rolls Royces and living the high life. And then when that didn't work anymore, they just do it again.
Oh my goodness.
He was involved with all the savings and loans and banks in Beverly Hills and the car dealerships. So after years of doing this and making millions of dollars, they had a big bust where they busted every place simultaneously. And he went to jail for that. He did quite a bit of time for that. But he contacted me when he found out that I had books, and it was right before he was being released. And we started putting it together, and we have done that, and I think it's a wonderful story, a cautionary tale, but it's really great. It's really great. Matter of fact, I called him just before the show to ask him to call in.
Oh, okay. I'm busy looking at the book covers. I forgot to check.
Yeah, if we're lucky and he gets a minute, he will call in. Yes. He's now a truck driver who I am very proud of.
Okay.
And
okay.
Taking care of his family legally now.
Fantastic. Yes, legally. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, I checked the phone lines and no other calls in yet. So if he calls in,
okay,
we'll put him on the line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's two more books I want to ask you about, but before we go to the book, I'd like you to tell our audience where they can find your book, please.
Oh, well, you can find my book through my website, www.kim-robinson.com. You can find my books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those other stores. It's got full distribution, so it's available through all those stores.
Fantastic.
I had to do, if it's
fantastic,
not on the shelves, just ask them to order it for you. But your best bet is to go to my website and get an autographed copy from me.
Oh, okay. Okay, good enough. Good enough. Well, great. I'm glad we could help there. And we have two more books. And before the show is over, I would like to ask you to share some of the discipline of writing, because we have a lot of new and aspiring authors listen to the show. And I always like my own guests to give a tip or suggestion for that. And let's go into two other books you have. Food for the Soul, Recipes from Around the World. Now, is the world the Robinson world, or is it the regular world?
Okay, you're going to love this. I was on several Yahoo groups, okay? And the groups all seemed to be, like, segregated. And you know I wasn't going for that.
Okay.
And I thought about it. What can I do that would bring the black groups and the white groups together? And I started my own group, and it's called Kim's Crew, and it's a Yahoo group, which I know nobody Yahoos anymore, but we do still have a lot of people that still post their events through that site, but it's like over 200 authors, and I found the medium that would bring everybody together. Food. Everybody eats. So I did a shout on every one of the sites that I was on, and I was in the Epic Authors Group and Romance Studio and all these different places where I was learning everything, because everything is a it's in the publishing business, everything is a lesson, you know. But I shouted out that I needed people's recipes, and in these two cookbooks, which I got such an overwhelming response that I had to split it into two books, because each book is like 800 pages. Anyway, it has the author's recipe, excerpts from their book, their photo, and it also has their book covers. And the recipes are like their recipes are like the best of the best from their family cupboards and historic, you know, from their, it's usually related to wherever their book is staged. And I'm really proud of it. It was done quite a few years ago, but it's something to see. And there's a lot of good food in there. There is tons of good food. So we've got Food for the Soul, Recipes from Around the World. And if I didn't have someone from a certain country, I would go find an author and ask them to participate. Yeah.
Now I sound like you need someone from the Virgin Islands.
Hey, I think I have someone, because when I was there, I met this lady. Yeah.
Okay.
But, and then we've got Sweet Satisfaction, which is desserts and drinks.
Fantastic. Wow. Amazing, Kim. So, Kim, you have your own book, Empire. And growing and growing and growing, huh?
Well, the good thing, see, my son is actually a musician. I mean, well, he's an artist. He's a rap artist. and he does A&R for a company called Empire Studios. And they have just pulled me into the posse, and I'm like mom over there, but we're recording my books on audio. We're recording all my books on audio, and Amazon offers a program where you can record your books, you know, yourself, but all the ones that I listened to didn't sound that good. So when I told my son listened to it, he's like, what are you doing with that? Don't you know? Anyway, he's had me in the studio recording for the last 2 months. And The Ruin of Gumbo is, we've got about 2 chapters to go, some poetry, and then they will start applying their magic to it, mixing and mastering and putting music between every chapter. So it will be coming out soon. We hope to get it out at least by maybe March or April, and then we'll go on to the next books and, you know, keep it moving. And I am part of the Empire Studios family. So.
Yes.
Yeah, and my
son, your next book from the Virgin Islands on the beach.
Hey, well, maybe my son could come sing.
Well, listen, we have about 4 minutes
come
left.
Over there and entertain, okay?
Yeah. Yes. Tim, I don't want us to run out of time, so let's turn right now to sharing some tips, suggestions, advice for up-and-coming authors. What suggestion would you have to them about the discipline of being a writer?
Don't stop. Just don't stop, because you're going to get a lot of people who are going to be discouraging. Listen to your heart, and you'll know if you're a writer, because if you are, you can't not do it. It's just follow your heart, hone your craft, take some classes, listen to what other authors say, grow a very thick skin, because I've got over 300 rejection letters.
300? I had an author tell me she had 36, and I thought it was a big number, but you had 300?
I had 300 rejection letters, and I kept on going. And I've been with 3 different publishers, and I started my own publishing company because I just felt like if I'm going to fail, I'm going to do it on my own steam. But, yeah, just keep on writing and keep on writing. And Kim's Crew, if you join the Yahoo group, or if you email me at kim@kim-robinson.com, I am more than happy to share, because I don't want to see people step in the same holes that I did.
So
I will give you all the advice that I can.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice of you. Fantastic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're down to the last 2 minutes. How about telling folks again where they can get your book and the newest one you're working on?
The newest one I'm working on, Street Life to Housewife, should be out next month. That's part 2. And I'm working on another book called Catfish. And it's going to be kind of a series. It's what my son told me that they call when people misrepresent themselves online. Well, there's this girl that's misrepresenting herself. And, of course, her chickens come home to roost. Then I've got a book I'm working on called God Ain't Spelled Government. It's an alien conspiracy where all my friends that I went to school with and graduated high school with, we get together because there's a government alien conspiracy to wipe out the world and we save it.
Okay.
So it's got lots of science fiction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. www.kim-robinson.com. You can get my books, autographed copies through me, and Barnes & Noble, Borders, any book selling store can get my books there. And the Kindle Audible. The audio will be available very soon. And I appreciate every person that reads my book. I feel like they are bringing my family back to life. So it's more than just a sale to me. It's more than a sale to me.
Yes. And we're just about out of time. I want to thank you ever so much for taking time out of your
schedule. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Etienne. And I want to let all my friends know, Etienne is looking for more authors to interview. Call him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Exactly. Well, Kim, it's been fun. Thank you ever so much. We'll see you on the beach one day. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, for sure. Okay. I'll let you know when I'm coming.
Okay,
thank
good.
You,
very
Etienne.
Good. Very
thank
good,
you so much.
You're welcome.
For
You're
the
welcome.
Opportunity.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
So long, folks. Mm-hmm. Until next time, this is Etienne saying so long to Kim Robinson, who was our guest today. And we say to you, check us next time on In the Author's Corner with Etienne. Until then, so long for now, folks.
Hey, you, with a rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200-square-foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach. And I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender. NMLSR ID 399801.
Hey, you, with a rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200-square-foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach. And I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender. NMLSR ID 39981.